right, everybody. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host, Patrick, and this is Man vs. Mob Radio. If you don't recognize my voice, that's because I've really only been in this time slot once before, and I told you last week that I would be having a guest, and I am following through with my word. The millions of listeners, possibly billions of listeners from last week, will be excited to hear that I have Salim, a good friend, in studio with me. So I'm hoping that his mic works. Does it work?
It worked.
Oh, no. It doesn't work. Hold on a sec. We got to figure this out.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. That's good. Okay. Hey, so I hope having the headphones from that mic, I don't think that would... So he has the headphones from a different mic. I don't think it's going to be a problem. But anyway. All right. So... For those of you who don't really even know what Man vs. Mob is, it's kind of a freeform show. The long-term goal is to have call-ins set up, and theoretically, I've been trained to take calls, but if you call in, I hope you do, but I'm probably going to mess it up, so bear with me. I'm not Howard Stern yet, but if you do want to call in, the line is 855-915-9636. That's WMFO is the last four digits. So, I told Salim that I wasn't going to just throw the conversation over to him to start. So it'd be a bit of a dick move if I did that. So I'm not going to do that.
You can take the pressure.
So let me start with a story. So I told you that a funny story, an anecdote, those always go over well in these talk programs. So I'll start off with a funny story that happened to me this weekend, and then we'll go from there. So it was my fraternity's 100th anniversary this past weekend. And last week, I don't know if I told you this, Salim, but sometime over the summer, I was asked to be on the trust of the fraternity, which is kind of the group of guys that oversees... The long-term stability of the fraternity. And
you were also the former president, right?
I was like 6 years ago now or something like that. But yeah, for a couple of semesters. So the last couple months have been planning for this 100th anniversary. And one of the things that was not in the budget was a professional photographer for the event. And, you know, I kind of let it by because I just said, you know, everybody's going to be taking pictures. There's going to be Instagram photos, everything. So we're probably good. And then this past week, I was thinking to myself, not having a photographer, a professional photographer for your 100th anniversary, that's pretty crappy. So I just kind of took it upon myself. And clearly, I've had a great month with Craigslist. Went on Craigslist, found an event photographer, checked out their website really quick and said, okay, yeah, they're good, pretty good photos on here, and hired the guy. $500 for the 5 hours that the event was going to be. And so the day of the event, or the night of the event, I was downstairs in the lobby setting up the name tags on the table, and I get a message or a phone call, the guy saying, hey, where are you? I'm upstairs. So I go upstairs in the elevator, and I'm looking around this room looking for somebody that I think would be kind of basically a photographer, and
over, camera in hand.
Yeah, a camera.
The iPhone 11 or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I look over in the corner, and there is a... I just realized I didn't turn the automation off. Hold on a sec. Whoops. So that was logging while we were talking. That's all right. So I look over in the corner, and there are what appears to be two homeless people. And... So and one of them is holding a big camera, and I'm just thinking to myself, oh, what have I done? So I head over to the corner, and probably 7 feet away, the smell hits me. It was just horrific body odor mixed with smoke, cigarette smoke. And I was just thinking to myself, oh no. And so to describe the way that they're dressed, they basically have kind of tacky tourist shirts on, or at least the guy does. And then there was another person there.
Lots of pockets?
No, not lots of pockets. Maybe I'm not describing tacky. It was like those big, something like you'd see at spring break. It had like a big letters on the front and big words. and there were stains on it. Right. And
so like Daytona Beach or
kind
something.
Kind of like Daytona. Yeah, Salim is from Florida, so he knows the
yes,
the varieties.
Yeah.
So I walk over to them and I say, "Are you the photographer? Are you?" I won't use the guy's name, but he said, "Yeah." And I look at the other person next to him who is very androgynous. I didn't actually know if this was a man or a woman. It was just an androgynous being. And I said, "And who is this?" He said, "Oh yeah, that's my," I think he said assistant. He might have said sister. That would have been weird, but I think he said assistant. And so I am just thinking to myself, what am I going to do here? And he was like, yeah, we ran over from the garage to get here, the parking garage. And I'm just trying to sort of run the disaster scenarios in my head. And I said, "Sir and ma'am, I don't exactly, don't take offense to this, but you reek horribly."
Oh, you said that.
Could I get you some BO or some cologne or deodorant or something like that? And the guy goes, "Yeah," and he sort of takes a whiff of his armpit or something like that and goes, "Oh, I didn't realize." I go, "Yeah, you smell pretty bad." And so I'm walking back to the elevators and then I think to myself, that's a patch. That's not a fix to this situation. I'm going to have to deal with this. So I walk back and the guy's gone and I go over to his assistant and I said, "Where did he go?" And she goes, "Oh yeah, he went over in the other room." I look over and he's just kind of slinking around. By the way, they actually, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but they actually look creepy too. The guy had like kind of a pencil thin mustache thing going on and it's just really all around bad.
Yeah.
And so I look in the other room and he's kind of slinking around the perimeter taking photos of people. I was like, we cannot have this. So I let them both know. I said, "Look, I'm really sorry."
Wait, so he started taking photos already?
He started taking photos. He's probably taken like 25, 30 photos or something like that. And I was considering saying, just delete those, but I didn't. So I went over to, when the two of them were together, I said, "Look, I'm really sorry. There's been miscommunication. We double booked photographers and we actually don't need you. So I'll pay you for your time." And I was really hoping that they wouldn't freak out or anything like that. They actually didn't. They were very nice people. Mm. So I brought them down to the lobby and kind of dismissed them, gave them $125 for, they weren't there for that equivalent amount of time, but that right. was, I was totally fine with it.
That's fair.
So the lesson is, don't get photographers that you haven't vetted or met or seen a photo of, particularly off Craigslist, I guess would be the moral of the story.
I think the moral is also, don't use Craigslist for things that are services or large purchases like capital projects or something. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Do you have any kind of nightmare story like that? Or it doesn't have to be you getting something off of a site like Craigslist, but just a realization that you messed up real bad.
Putting
you on the spot. But
my girlfriend broke up with me this weekend, so that could be...
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's...
no, it's like the fifth time in the last different month, so...
Okay.
Mainly from hanging out with Ryan, our mutual friend. Just not being in places that I should be.
Yeah, I hear
when
you.
You have a girlfriend.
Okay.
But
that's tough. So, I mean, this fifth time, how did it go? Was it like number four and number three and two and one? Or was it, did it have any sense of finality to it? Or
it had more of a sense of finality to it. But... It always seems like it's open-ended. It seems like next weekend we could end up talking again. Because we miss each other, and then you end up talking to each other, and then...
Of course. The clean break is kind of an imaginary thing, it seems, if you've really been into someone for a while.
Right, it's like a transition.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But...
Okay, well,
that's the only thing I can think
of. I don't know if she's going to be calling you back after hearing that she was compared to a service on Craigslist when asked...
Good. You're like a Craigslist ad.
Okay, well, let's see. Another interesting story, which is a shorter one, but from yesterday, is Mike, the not Not Strigliano. Okay. I'm trying to figure out if I should use last names, but why not? Oh. Yeah. Okay. Not Mike Strigliano. Mike Lucarello.
Yeah.
So he lives down south of Boston, and he has this property, and he does all these different projects on it. He's got a chicken coop, and he's getting into bees and everything. Mm-hmm. So he asked me yesterday if I would help him to get honey from the bees, because when you have a truck, people tend to start to use you for projects, is what I'm starting to realize, and I'm fine. I was fine with helping him, but so basically, he got in the full bee getup, you know, that hazmat suit essentially, and we drove out to a hive, and he came back. I was thinking to myself, all right. And by the way, I have a covered back of the truck. It's got a cap on it, okay. And I was thinking, okay, he's gonna put these things in there, these pieces of the wooden structure. He's gonna take a layer off and put it in the back of the truck, and it's gonna have like, I don't know, 20 bees on it or something like that, because you use the smoke and you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah,
you put them to sleep or something. Not to sleep, I don't know.
But he just tires them out or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was thinking, all right, whatever, you know, low risk situation. And so there were like 200 or 300 bees in the back of my truck, and they were kind of locked in there getting angry.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning I had to go out and do some landscape work. There. Well, most of them kind of just flew out, because we just basically flung the back open, the little hatch, and just let them escape when they could. But there were still a good amount of them in there when I got home last night. And I was thinking to myself, this kind of sucks, because earlier yesterday I put some landscaping supplies in the back of the truck, which I was going to need this morning. Yeah. I could just imagine going to this place, opening the back of the truck, and getting swarmed by bees. So it wasn't a big problem, but it was kind of interesting.
Did you get stung by one?
I actually didn't get stung by any of them. Oh, okay. So
that's what I've always wondered. It seems like beekeepers are never getting stung, or at least if they are, they're not complaining about it. So,
well, I'm confused about this, mm-hmm. because somebody I made a post about it on Instagram. Somebody commented saying, oh, honeybees don't sting people. And I was thinking to myself, I don't think that's true, because why do people wear the big outfits? I just sort of looked at him wearing this giant hazmat outfit and said, all right, I'll stay in the truck. So, I don't know.
Yeah, why would they have the smoke, right?
Exactly.
You don't want to piss them off.
I don't think it's true.
No, it's 100% not true. Yeah. I know it's not true, because I've seen some bee shows.
Yeah.
YouTube channel.
Maybe they were thinking, because they've seen those, like, on Fear Factor, where the people have the bees crawling all over them or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
But
anyway, I'm going to play some music. Do you have anything to add before I play some songs? I'm thinking of playing maybe two or three.
No.
Okay. So let's see. What do I have queued up? All right. Nothing Stopping Me by Vice Tone, and featuring Kat Nestle. And then Play Hard by David Guetta featuring Neo and Akon, followed by Sweet Disaster by Dreamers. So here's that awkward transition silence where I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, smoothly bring in the music, and just bear with me.
And if someone's out there, please call in.
Yeah, exactly. Please call
855-915-WMFO.
Right on.
You're saying it's hopeless, that I should hope less. Heaven can help us, well maybe she might. You say it's beyond us, what is beyond us? The see and decide. We've been meteoric even before this. Burns half as long when it's twice as bright. So if it's beyond us, then it's beyond us. The see and decide. And I will still be here, stargazing. I still look up, look up, look up for love. I will still be here, stargazing. I still look up, look up, look up for love. Still be, 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 still I'm trying to save us. You don't wanna save us. You blame human nature and say it's unkind. Let's make up our own minds. We've got our whole lives. Let's see and decide.
Have a caller, and I'm hoping that I got them on the air properly. So, all right, can you hear me, caller?
I can hear you.
Excellent. All right, cool. So, what's your name, caller?
My name's Ryan.
Hello.
Thanks for having me. I'm from Medford, Massachusetts.
How's it going, Ryan?
It's going well. It's going well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. So, what's your question or request?
So you had mentioned on the air that you had some issues on Craigslist. Did you have an additional experience that you'd be willing to share with listeners?
Oh, yeah. okay. So the story with that is that I thought it would be a good idea to get a used truck off of Craigslist. This was only a couple weeks back. And I was a little bit overeager. And I found the perfect truck finally after looking at a couple different trucks and kind of being disappointed by them. And essentially, I went down to Attleboro, which is right near Rhode Island, and I found this awesome truck that I really wanted and skipped the inspection, skipped the... I skipped the inspection and I signed a contract that I mostly understood but didn't understand part of the details of. And so this is kind of partly this is mostly a me making a big mistake story, but it's also a be careful of Craigslist story, because essentially what happened is I've been having major issues with this truck since purchasing it. I brought it, it was having some engine issues, it failed inspection for emissions. It needed an O2 sensor replaced. When I brought it in to get the O2 sensor replaced, it failed inspection again. And then the mechanic told me that the rear axle was pretty much completely kaput, and that it had had clear, obvious work done on it, and that he recommended that I get rid of this truck as soon as possible and look into getting a new truck. So that was not the news that I wanted to hear right after getting a new truck. So I would say that be careful about anything that you get, any big ticket item that you get used on Craigslist, particularly if it's not in your domain of knowledge.
So moving forward, would you recommend, like, if you're to remake a purchase on Craigslist, a big ticket item like buying a car, what, would you even do it through Craigslist, or what would you recommend for people who are thinking about purchasing something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to knock Craigslist fully because it's my dumb mistake largely that, all right, hold on, can you? I think Salim was muted there. Are you good now, Salim?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, does this guy work for eBay or what?
Yeah, that guy, I don't know exactly his story, but, you know, he was a friendly guy. I don't think he was a bad guy or anything like that.
No, I meant the caller.
Oh, this guy, exactly, yeah, he's working for a competitor. So I'm not going to knock, Craigslist entirely because it's largely my mistake, but so I'd recommend just being more careful with the big ticket items like trucks and services, as Salim was talking about before, and really just doing your research and comparing the different options. Those are things that recently I've just been crushed for time and trying to maybe just getting cocky, skipping steps. So definitely don't skip steps and do your due diligence when you're researching. So, you know, don't skip out on Craigslist entirely. I've had a lot of luck on Craigslist too, particularly with roommates.
Makes sense. All right. Well, thank you for taking the call.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan.
Have a good one.
Bye.
So we did get a call after all.
That was pretty intense.
That went well.
Yeah, I think that went much better than I was expecting calls to go. Yeah. And by the way, I'm actually glad that he interrupted to call because I was playing the wrong song to begin with. So I think it, when I pressed play, it picked up somewhere in the middle of a different playlist or something like that. But anyway, now I'm going to actually go back to the songs that I was trying to play. And those songs, once again, are Nothing Stopping Me by Vice Tone, Play Hard by David Guetta, and Sweet Disaster by Dreamers. So now I'm going to actually press the play button.
Realize you've been shutting me out. I start to reach for the sky and nothing's falling down. Ooh, everybody knows how the story goes, but fairy tales have been lying to me. Every time I try, you just run and hide. Now
All right. We have another call. So can you hear me right now, caller?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excellent. So you had a question for Salim, I believe.
Yes, I did.
All right, you can go ahead and
my
ask.
My question for Salim was, he had mentioned that he broke up with his girlfriend this past weekend. And the reason was because he was places he shouldn't be and doing things that he wasn't supposed to be doing. My question was, where were you and what were you doing?
Good question.
Well, I was at Howl at the Moon with my friend Ryan and his group of friends. And I just wasn't replying to any of her phone calls. So nothing actually inappropriate, just not being a good boyfriend, not responding to anything, not basically comforting her as she knew I was out. So
it wasn't over the top scandalous.
No. I'm not not over the top scandalous. Just not being a good boyfriend.
Caller, what was your name?
My name is Katie from South Boston.
Katie, hey. So are you satisfied with that answer? Or should he make up another one?
So I feel like there was definitely something else going on here.
Yeah, I'm kind of picking up on that too. Salim, what was really going on? That's the question.
No, I mean, there was definitely some talking to other women. There was...
okay, well, that's some, natural at
yeah,
the bar.
Yeah, exactly. But nothing, sure. You know, it's not like anything got physical.
If that's what
you're insinuating.
I think there was an insinuation,
too.
I'm picking up on it. All right, Katie. So should I push harder or are you satisfied with that?
I guess I'll have to be satisfied. It doesn't sound like he's saying anything else on that matter.
Yeah, he's kind of like a steel trap, I have to admit.
No, I'm just telling the truth. I don't want to lie to the millions of
just
listeners
lie.
Right now.
Just make it a better story. All right, Katie. Thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Katie.
Anything to add, Salim?
No.
What'd you think about that call?
Music. That was a great call. I was happy to get that one.
Yeah. I didn't know. I was thinking, you know what? These things generally are better when it's more organic. So if I pre-expose you to what the call was, I mean, that must have been a tense couple seconds between me saying, oh, should I tell Salim? And then you not knowing what the question was.
I'm an open book, Pat. I'll say anything and do anything that you ask me to do. I'm your guest.
All right. That's good. Excellent. So, yeah, I don't really know what happens in the background when I take calls. And I'm getting another call. This is a crazy night. All right. Well, hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hey, awesome. So, how's it going? Is this Mike? Mike in South Boston. All right, hold on. Do you have a question that's appropriate that I can patch through? Oh, okay, cool. So I'll patch you through right now. All right, we have another caller. Sorry about that silence, radio silence. So caller, your name is Mike and you're from South Boston. What is your question or your comment or your story, anything?
I heard your story about finding, you know, stinky folks on Craigslist. And it reminded me of this time I was in college and I met this girl on Tinder.
Okay. Was she stinky?
So,
is that the story where she was generally stinky or in the nethers stinky?
Actually her. So this girl invited me over to her place to, back when Tinder was still cool. And, I got to her house and she opened the door and like a wall of stench emitted from the front door. And I walk in and like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kate. What's her name?
Katie.
Like,
the last woman who called?
No, not the last caller.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm sorry, but what is that smell? She's like, oh, that's my pig. I was like, what? He's like, I got guinea pigs, and I haven't been able to change their litter in a while.
Oh, my good
so
Lord.
There's basically these guinea pigs in, like, feces-filled newspaper.
Are you sure this wasn't the last caller? This could be an odd coincidence.
I mean, it might be. There was no last names exchange. It didn't sound like a voice, though.
I'm connecting the dots. This is a conspiracy. Okay, so let me just make the comment, and I'd love to hear the rest of the story. That adults with with small rodent pets, that's just a situation that you might have to walk away from immediately. I think guinea pigs, yeah. I think ferrets. Oh, ferrets make me shudder. So anyway, the guinea pig thing, that is a big red flag. Oh, Salim, yeah. Your ex-girlfriend had a ferret?
My ex-girlfriend had a ferret, yeah. Did not work out well.
As an
this
adult,
is not the
or was this
breakup.
An... yes, that would be a major factor
high
for
school,
me.
High school girlfriend.
Yeah, I would start to wonder if my girlfriend had a ferret, too. I'd probably go to hell at the moon. Okay, so caller, Mike, what was the end of that story? What happened?
So I'm obviously quite unsettled considering the room we were supposed to hook up in was the same... you know, guinea pig pen, basically. So we ended up just watching South Park on the couch. And, you know, at the end, I was like, okay, I'm just going to slowly back out of this situation. And he's like, oh, I had a really good time. Why don't we, like, go out again sometime? And I felt so on the spot. I was like, oh, how about Italian food? And she goes, I can't do Italian food. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, just making conversation. Like, that's odd. Everyone loves Italian food. Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, actually, pasta is my trigger. You see, it's really great throw up when you're bulimic, and so I can't touch the stuff because I overcame that battle. And
this sounds like a wild night. I mean, did you know that you would one day be sharing it on the radio? Because that's when bad things happen to me. I generally think someday I will share this on the radio.
No, quite frankly, I kind of just completely forgot about it until I was thinking
repressed it, perhaps
on the internet. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I really just...
You guys get a kick out of it.
I do get a kick out of that. I would say that generally, you can't talk your way out of the barnyard smell, but then once you have... you get triggered by pasta, the plot thickens.
Yeah.
So did you stick it out and try to find out the other quirky things that were going on, or did you just kind of walk out at that point?
There was some childhood trauma and some...
Some
scars on the leg. I was out. I tapped out right there.
Wow, that night sounds like it went from bad to dark, mm-hmm. to worse.
Yeah, the oversharing is also a big red flag. So anyone who overshares and or owns rodents, I would probably steer clear of going forward.
I would say primarily on the first date. Like, that's a time where you don't bear all.
They were honest, but sometimes honesty is not the best policy, and a best date, I think, is exactly when that should be enacted.
I think there's someone for everyone, so hopefully she found someone out there.
A rodent lover with similar triggers.
I mean, maybe if Willard is out there.
Willard, yeah, exactly. Willard would be a perfect match. Well, I'm glad that you got that story for the content.
I felt like I had to share with someone, and I figured, you know, Your listeners and the Tufts radio station would be the place.
Oh, absolutely is the place. All right, take care, Mike. Thanks for sharing. All right, Salim, what do you think?
I liked it.
All right.
I liked his boldness.
I like the boldness, too.
Yeah.
That's it was an interesting combination.
It was. Yeah, exactly.
Guinea pigs and bulimia and...
I honestly don't think either of those things are that uncommon, but to share it on your first date, that is uncommon.
Yeah, I would say that, okay, well, now we're getting another flash, another call. All right, wow, this is crazy. The phone lines are lighting up, so.
Hello, can you hear me?
And it's gone. Well, we tried to answer that call. So, I guess now I'll go back to the music again. I don't know if we're really going to get music tonight. So, what I interrupted was Play Hard by David Guetta featuring Ne-Yo and Akon.
Play hard. what you got in your pocket. I peep the way that you rockin' with that thang thang. Girl, stop it when I just bang bang and pop it. While the club crowd are just watching you work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball. And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar. And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law. It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
someone feels brand new. Only got bad things on my mind when I'm with you. And so it goes, we found our sweet disaster in a river of champagne. Swimming through the morning after, we float away.
All right, so that last one was Sweet Disaster by Dreamers, and I think it's PSA time, because I haven't read one yet. So I'm taking out my big handy binder of PSAs, and the one I'm going to read is the local farmer's market PSA. So, throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmer's markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmer's Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford. The Somerville Davis Square Farmer's Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers market in your area. A public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Hey, that's a long PSA. Engine.
Yeah, who's not using Google Chrome?
I think I don't think that they can say explicitly. Obviously, everybody's using Bing, so I don't even know why. Or DuckDuckGo, so I don't even know why they said that.
Is that one?
Yeah, DuckDuckGo is. I mean, I'm probably going to get sued by Bing and Google now that I'm mentioning DuckDuckGo. But DuckDuckGo is interesting because, essentially, their whole thing is that they. Hold on, is the music still playing? No, it's not. They don't track your searches and collect data on you. And they don't have, I don't think, cookies and all that stuff.
Is the searches good?
Probably not.
Probably not, yeah.
I mean, Google is ubiquitous. They have all these technologies and everything at their disposal. I doubt it could ever be as good as Google.
Right.
I've used it before. It's passable, for sure.
Yeah.
But
like looking up words.
Looking up words,
definitions.
Yeah, if you're gonna look up, there's another search engine called Ecosia, and that one, their thing, their quirk is every time you search for something, they plant a tree, or there's a little counter that says that they plant a tree. So, I don't know. Who's keeping track of whether they're actually planting those trees, but
yeah,
it does seem hard.
That's a lot of trees.
I know.
There's a
thing up in the corner that keeps track of the trees planted.
Oh yeah. I wonder how much money they make per search.
I don't know.
That sounds like a bad business.
It does kind of say, yeah. Imagine they're just losing money. They're just planting so many trees, or it's like all these trees are dying because they keep planting them in the same neighborhood.
So it's
not
just
even
degrading.
Spreading it out. Yeah. It's just this giant grove of trees completely taking over.
They just
over.
Have a truck. They're just throwing them off the back of the truck.
Into a big pit.
We had 30 like, searches
like a,
today.
Throw like a mass grave of trees just pushing him off. Okay, yeah, that might be the case. Okay, so let me explain something. And you've seen this, and I get crap for this. So the armband that I have with my phone in it,
mm-hmm.
Originally this was conceived because I don't think that having a device that is sending push notifications and signals all day long right next to your gonads is the smartest place to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are going to say, oh, okay, so this is an important piece of the puzzle. Apparently, sperm over the last like 30 years or 40 years or 50 years or whatever has been declining pretty terribly. So there's three categories. It's like motility, mobility and morphology. So there are all these demented sperms kind of like squiggling around and bumping into the side of your urethra and not swimming in the right direction because your cell phone. Think about that, Salim.
You think that's
probably
pesticides
and cell phone. No, I have no idea. I was just thinking, it's like, yeah. It's also uncomfortable to have my phone in my pocket. That's a big piece of it too.
I guess it's habit.
But it's going to be great because everybody's going to be sterile and maybe they want that. But all my friends are going to be sterile. All the friends that laughed at me trying to have kids and I'm going to just be populating this world like Genghis Khan.
You do have good genetics. You do have good genetics. If anyone should be doing it, it's you. So
there we go. You see? They laughed at me. They didn't know that my kids would take over the world someday.
All the clerkins.
Exactly. So, anyway, you can add to that if you'd like, or I can switch to the next batch of songs.
Is there any evidence of this? Because if there is, then maybe I want to take my phone out, too.
I think that you should probably rock an armband with a phone in it, too, because, you know, I think I've started something here, and it's really just been a one-man thing for a while now. So I'm really waiting for that second person to adopt it. Then we can say it's a trend and then I'm a trendsetter.
If you make a man versus mob armband, I'll 100% buy it.
All right.
And I will wear it.
Fair enough.
Every day.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get those old, what are they, like Lycra book covers and just slice those up and make a really crappy one. Like a really low budget one. And then draw my logo on it.
Draw it.
Yep.
Hand draw every single one.
Crayon.
You could advertise as handcrafted.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll do that. Everybody walking around. Oh, man, the nation's, the world's sperm supply will be saved.
That's true.
And I'll probably also go down as the person who caused the population collapse because there were so many babies being born.
And bicep deficiencies.
Yeah, people are going to have like cut off blood circulation with my really crappy homemade armbands. I could also make them out of like really tight, you know, those exercise bands, like really tight tourniquet style rubber. And people literally cutting off circulation of their lower arms.
Everyone's going to look like a heroin addict. Just pretty vascularity much in their arm.
Pumping out babies and looking like heroin addicts. All right. So the next three on the list are So I Stayed by Najia John. And I think I've probably pronounced that every time. Or mispronounced that every time. So I Stayed. I just said that. I'm Born to Run by American Authors. And Overload by Life of Dylan.
Cause I felt my heart numbing. It hit so deep, I closed my eyes and I just took off running. I turned around and saw the look on your face. So I say, yeah, 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 yeah. Stay.
Dear listeners, I am going to cut it there. I'm wrapping up now. And let me put it over to Salim for a second, who's currently staring at his phone, and I just caught completely off guard. Do you want to say anything before we go, Salim?
Just thank you for having me on the radio.
Of course.
It's been a pleasure. It's always a good time spending it with you, but having other people listening in is makes it a little bit more